Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 5, How to Approach God, Part 2, Ashraya and Ashrita Tattvas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Sanatana Goswami about Krishna's multi-forms and Krishna's unlimited opulence. Lord Chaitanya also described the nature of the spiritual manifestation, the material manifestation, and the manifestation of the living entity. Lord Chaitanya also informed Sanatana Goswami that the planets in the spiritual sky, known as Vaikunthas, and the universes of the material manifestation are actually different types of manifestations, for they are the created manifestations of two different types of energy, namely the material energy and the spiritual energy. And as far as Krishna himself is concerned, Krishna is directly situated in his spiritual energy, or specifically in his internal potency. To help us understand the difference between the spiritual and material energies, there is a clear analysis of the two in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The great Acharya Sridhar Swami also gives a clear analytical study in his commentary on the first verse of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. For Sridhar Swami was accepted by Lord Chaitanya as an authorized commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted his writings and explained that in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the life and activities of Krishna are described because Krishna is the shelter of all other manifestations. And knowing this, Sridhar Swami worshipped and offered obeisances unto Krishna as the shelter of everything. In this material world, there are two principles operating. One principle is the origin or shelter of everything, and the other principle is deduced from this original principle. The Supreme Truth is the shelter of all other manifestations and is called Ashraya. All other principles which remain under the control of this Ashraya Tattva, or Absolute Truth, are thus called Ashrita, or subordinate corollaries and reactions. The purpose of the material manifestation is to give the conditioned soul a chance to attain liberation and return once again to the Ashraya Tattva, or Absolute Truth. Since everything in the cosmic creation is dependent on the Ashraya Tattva, namely the creative manifestation or Vishnu manifestation, the various demigods, the manifestations of energy, the living entities, and all material elements, all are dependent upon Krishna, for Krishna is the Supreme Truth. Thus, Srimad Bhagavatam indicates that everything is sheltered by Krishna, either directly or indirectly. Consequently, perfect knowledge can be had only by an analytical study of Krishna, and this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 5, How to Approach God, Part 2, Ashraya and Ashrita Tattvas, recorded July 14, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.